We have several prayer requests this morning, and this first one is for the family of Melanie Moreland, who was only 40 years old, and she passed her final resting place last Saturday. She was Dina Bowman's sister. Now, Dina is my daughter-in-law, and Dina has had several losses this year. She lost her mom, she lost her stepmom, and now she's lost a sister, all within the past year, and I can't even remember exactly when the first one started, but anyway, she's had a lot of losses. And then we want to pray for Adrian Jackson, who's having a procedure on his heart this morning. And then pray for the family of Michael Duff, who passed away this past Saturday after a sudden illness. And Dina had sent me a text asking me to pray for her because she's sick, and she says maybe it's the flu, but she's not sure. Emily, the granddaughter, had COVID a few weeks ago, and Dina is a nurse, and so I'm sure she'll get checked out today to see whether she just has the flu or whether she possibly has COVID. So let's pray for these needs.
All right, let's pray. Gracious God, you know the prayers of our hearts. You know the prayers of the people before we even pray them. You know what's going on in families and in individuals' hearts and lives. But today specifically, for some of us, these are the ones that we lift to you by name. We lift up the family of Melanie Moreland. We just pray, for God, for her family. We pray for peace at her untimely death. We pray for Adrian Jackson, who is having a procedure. God, we want you to be with all those that are having procedures today, having medical issues, dealing with medical problems. We pray for the family of Michael Duff, who also passed away after an illness. And we pray for Dina, who's dealing with all the other things she's dealing with, and now may have the flu, is sick. And Lord, I also, God, want to lift up all the prayer requests that are on all of our hearts that are buried way down deep, and maybe for whatever reason we just can't share them. But we trust that you know them. We trust that you care. And ultimately, God, it's one of the hardest prayers we pray, but it is something that we say. We ask for your will to be done. And we pray, God, that however we can participate in your will, whether it be your hands, your feet, your voice, your presence, whatever it may be, then, God, would you show us your way? We continue to pray, God, for our world as we pray for the people of Ukraine and the crisis there. We pray for all of our world leaders who are trying to figure out what to do next. And we continue to pray, God, for those affected by pandemic and other illnesses. And so, Lord, we lift all of these things to you today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church is a non-denominational church. It's located at 18410 Highway 152 Sayre. Powerhouse Pastor Tammy Bailey is an amazing woman of God. If you do not have a home church, I want to encourage you, take that first step out of fear. Take that step out of fear and in faith and just go visit some. The Lord will put on your heart where he wants you to grow. I encourage you, please. Also, Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Lux Avenue here in Elk City. They're one of our Facebook sponsors. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson, If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride. Today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters, we know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain